نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به توكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا ومن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فقال الله تعالى في القران المجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل ان كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن احدكم حتى يكون احب اليه من والده وولده والناس اجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته The verse which I have just recited This is from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3. And in this surah, Allah Ta'ala is describing that how a Muslim or a mu'min can reach Allah and can love Him. The last month, Rabiul Awwal, was the month in which the many occasions were where the speeches or talks have been given in regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the seerah, any of the aspects. But in this verse which I just recited, Allah Ta'ala is describing, instructing, guiding the path, the way, how one can achieve the love of Allah and what is the way to that. And when this verse or other verses of the Quran, when Allah Ta'ala addresses directly, antum, anta, or any other way, just think about it, that the verse is addressing whom? The verse is addressing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, those who were the direct recipient of the message of the Quran, those whom Rasulullah sallam were teaching, those who were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if the instructions are being given to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, just imagine how much we need. How important it is for us. And therefore, when you read the Quran, don't read the Quran as a historical document or a scientific document or any other document. If that is the document, it is a document of hidayah for this world and the hereafter. That's what it's all about. And when you read the Quran, read the Quran as if the Quran is asking you, addressing you, not somebody else. And therefore, the islah or reform of our behavior, of our conduct, our aqaid, our maamlaat, our akhlaq, our kirdar, all of those has to start from oneself. And if you forget yourself, and this is what the Quran says, if you ask others to do good, تَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You ask others to do good, all the nasihat is for the other people, but you forget yourself to include in it. And anything that Rasulullah ﷺ did, anything Rasulullah ﷺ has instructed or ordered to do anything, before he asked others, he had done himself. He did not claim any exemption from any of the Sharia rules as such. And therefore we must understand, Allah Ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah ﷺ to tell the Sahaba, to tell the companions, to tell the mu'mineen, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, agar tumko Allah se mahabbat ka dawa hai, if you claim that you love Allah Ta'ala, then what you have to do? Fattabi'uni. Allah Ta'ala asking Rasulullah in his own language, in his own way, asking the Sahaba that if you think, if you believe, if you claim that you love Allah Ta'ala, then the proof of that love to Allah Ta'ala will be, ittabi'uni, you follow me. And you say, follow me, then in return, Allah Ta'ala will love you also. Because in the beginning, when you claim, that's unilateral. Just one side, you claim. Claim requires a proof. A claim without proof will have no consequence. If you tell your children, I love you, that required demonstration, not mere words. You can 100 times you can do that. Doesn't make any difference. And therefore, that love that you are claiming, it requires demonstration. Your children, your friends, your wife, anybody for that matter, it requires proof. And proof is by your action, by your deed that you do. You buy your son, your children, things which demonstrate your love, your affection. The other thing is, important thing is this, in the Arabic is a very expressive language. For a particular thing, there may be 100 or 50 words for describing different things. Here Allah Ta'ala has used the word fattabi'uni, follow me. The follow is a very weak term in English. Ittaba actually means, in Arabic, and that's how the Sahaba understood. We should not interpret the Quran by means of dictionary. We should not interpret the Quran by whatever you see this way or that way. You must understand the Quran the way the Sahaba had understood it. They were Arabs. They knew what it means. And ittaba means actually that you put your foot on the footprint exactly. That's called ittaba. And therefore Allah Ta'ala is asking Rasulullah to tell the Sahaba that if you love me, agar tumko meri mohabbat ka dawa hai, to meri ittaba karo. Mere footprint pe chalne ki koshish karo. Then follow on the footprints of my footprint. Put your foot on the footprint of my feet. Fattabi'uni yuhibbukumullah. If you do that, then you will deserve Allah Ta'ala's love in return. Now you see, Allah Ta'ala has got His mercy, His maqfirat. Allah Ta'ala says in the same verse, يَحِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah Ta'ala will love you. The matter would have been finished. But then Allah Ta'ala goes one step further and says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. What it means there is, as far as justice is concerned, that has been done. That is, you loved Allah Ta'ala and you proved the love of Allah Ta'ala by following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he did. And in return, Allah Ta'ala loved you or loves you. So justice has been done. That there was nothing more required. If I love Rasulullah, love Allah Ta'ala, that itself is the target for every Muslim or Mu'min. But Allah Ta'ala goes one step further. And that is His generosity. That is His fazl. What is fazl there? وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala tumhare gunahon ko bhi maaf kar dega. Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins also. And then the ayat ends, it says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah is غَفُورٌ and Rahim. Why Allah Ta'ala mentioned here غَفُورٌ and Rahim? It's also one of the sciences of the Quran, that when the verse begins, whatever way it begins, and where it ends, what is the relationship between those, that phrase or the words, where the ayat has ended with the beginning of the ayat? It's understandable. in the path or in activating, in performing our ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the way of loving or proving our love for Allah Ta'ala, there may be some shortcoming. If there is any shortcoming that creep into it, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Allah Ta'ala is merciful. Allah Ta'ala full of baqarat, full of mercy. And therefore what it means, that the effort should be on our part. Not to poo-poo it by saying, Quran is enough for us. Nowadays this is what is going on everywhere. Not that the Quran is enough, now they have got even one more step further. By saying that we should reinterpret the Quran. Wherever the word kafir comes there, we should not use it. All other things. And the other Muslim countries, Pakistan has gone overboard. Lots of things happening. So there is another wave going on to reinterpret the Quran. Now the thing is, this reinterpretation means to suit the interpretation that suits the West. This is what it is all about. And therefore the modern Islam, this Islam, that all kind of Islam, except the Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your najat, our najat. Our salvation rests upon the Islam that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. And that's all about it. Whether you like it or not. And therefore the first step is, if you say I'm a Muslim. Another thing which is going on at the moment, in England, same thing is happening in other parts of the world. So in Pakistan recently, when I came back, they misinterpret. Like Rafiddin, there is no compulsion in matter of faith. Mazhab mein koi jabr nahi hai, like Rafiddin. Like Rafiddin, no compulsion in matter of faith, does not relate to Muslims. It relates to non-Muslims. A non-Muslim has an option to accept Islam or not to accept Islam. You can't force him for that. That option he has. But once a person accepts Islam, then the option is closed. And this does not apply there. Now therefore, the Quran is talking about to follow the footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you go to our khanqah, to khanqah of Hakim Sahib Shafahullah, there on the khanqah there are two couplets written there. One of the couplets says, Naqshe qadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste. Naqshe qadam نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. If you go to our khanqah there, you will see very boldly written there. And why he has done that? So that everybody who come there to listen to him, that becomes the message. What's the purpose going to the sheikh? What's the purpose going to your teacher there? What's the purpose? To listen from one ear and take it out from the other, is that the idea? Or just go and say, he doesn't need praise. Ki bhai aapne bada acha bayan kiya, aapne badi taqreer ki, mashallah, bahut acha. That's not the idea. The idea is that must come and take root into your heart. As it says, Naqshe qadam nabi, almost the translation of the same verse. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste. Jannat ka raasta agar jana hai, تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قدم کی اتباع کرنی ہوگی. No other way. If you want to go to the Jannat, the easiest way and the surest way and the safest way is to follow what رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said, what رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has done, what رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has instructed. اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. If you follow the راستہ, the path of the Sunnah, that will take you to Allah. Iqbal almost said the same thing in a different way, Persian couplet. He said, "Ba Mustafa barasan khishra ke din hama ust, wagar bahu na rasidi tamam bula habist." Iqbal says, take yourself, lead yourself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the whole deen, he is the whole religion. Take yourself, lead yourself, advance yourself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the whole deen. وَغَرْ بَعُونَ رَسِدِي تَمَامْ بُولَ حَبِيثٍ. And if you haven't reached him, if you haven't gone to him, then you are following the path of Abu Lahab. This is as clear as that. And this is true. As our Hadith said. And look, what Allah Ta'ala demands. What the Taba of Rasulullah ﷺ demands. Our Aqaid, our Ibadat, our Mamlat, and our Akhlaq. These are the only four things. We do our Aqaid, we have our Ibadat somehow or the other. Whichever way. But we fall short, and fall short very badly in our Mamlat and in our Akhlaq. And the sources of the spread of Islam throughout the history, and in the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the example of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the sources of the spread of Islam were the Mamlat and Akhlaq. That's the main thing. And if you have a proper chef, I'm not talking about a commercial chef, I'm talking about the proper chef, if you have got it, he will teach you how to deal yourself, how to correct yourself in your Mamlat and Akhlaq. Because that's the basic. This is where we fall short. And therefore, the Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naturally, there are two types of sunnah, which everybody knows. That is the sunnah which is the basis of the sharia. You can't escape from that. Nothing you can do about it. You have to follow that. The other are which are optional, in the sense this is what Rasulullah did. The kind of shoe that he, the chappal that kind of he wore, or the way he dressed. What he liked, what he did not like, to eat this way or that way. If you do that optional sunnah, with the intention of following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get the sawab, and you will have the benefit of that. I had a teacher, my fiqh teacher in Nadwa. He was, when he was teaching me at that time, he was almost 78, 75 years old already. And in the hadith, it is mentioned the kind of chappal that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wear, the two strap kind of thing, or the izar. So he used to wear the same kind of chappal, the same kind of dress he used to wear. And when he used to come to the Fajr namaz, and after making the sunnah of Fajr, I used to see him, that is, he used to immediately lie down on his right side, without fail. And that was because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the azan, after making the sunnat, when he used to wait for the sahaba, he used to lie down for a while on his right side. Now if you don't do it, it will not make much difference in your life in that sense. But if you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will do it. So start with the small sunnah, the bigger sunnah will automatically will remind you. And that's what we are taught. The hadith which says, which I just narrated to you, it says, the iman of none of you, la yumunu ahadukum. Tumhe ka koi shakhs iman la hi nahi sakta. Uska iman mu'tabar hi nahi hai. It's not even reliable. Until and unless he loves me, that is Rasulullah, more than his parents, more than his children, وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ in the whole world. And this is what at the moment, things happening, they want to scratch out the love of Rasulullah from your heart. And this is exactly the problem. The other last point I want to make about this, if you, your employee, or your son, or anybody, you say, the son tells you, I love you very much. And you tell your son that tomorrow or today you have to do this, you give him a list of work to do. He doesn't do any of those work. But one thing he does, what he does is that whenever he comes in front of you, you say, oh, you are very good, you are very nice, Alhamdulillah, I love you very much, I love you very much. From morning to evening he says that. But he doesn't do what you are asking to do. What will you do? Or your employee, will you keep him? You say, bhai, I don't need your praise. You go do somewhere, I want this to be done. So likewise, we should work hard on this to follow this with the small sunnah. Make a habit. Coming to the masjid, going out of the masjid, going to the toilet, coming out of the toilet. Just imagine, these are all not unnecessary. I'll ask someone if he stop urinating, passing urine, if stop is blocked, what will he do? You should be grateful if you are able to pass urine. If you are able to pass, relieve yourself in the toilet. Thus we are talking about. And therefore the extreme love of Rasulullah requires action and deed and proof. If you can't do that, then I'm afraid you are falling short. And therefore Allah Ta'ala's reward of loving you in return and forgiving your sin, if there is shortcoming, will not arise. Our Hazrat says, for example, in our deeds, our ma'amlat, akhlaq, qaid, everything, what a stupidity of man is, that we are carrying the evidences and witnesses in our own body. Our hands are our witnesses. Our feet are our witnesses. Our eyes are our witnesses. Our ears are our witnesses. And on the Qiyamah, the tongue will stop talking. Allah Ta'ala will produce these evidences. Ki bhai, haath batao tumne kya kiya, pair tumhare kahan gaye, aankh tumne kya dekhi, fana. Sare evidences. This is a stupidity on our part, as Hazrat says, that is we carry our witnesses with us, we carry our evidences with us, and yet we are oblivious of that. What will happen then? Last thing is this, that whether you like it or not, don't argue. If you argue, that means there is some crookedness in your heart. There are no ifs and buts. Sahaba in mind did not create any ifs and buts. They did what they were asked to do. That's all about it. You are not to question why, you are but to do and die. That's all about it. Once you take the option of accepting Islam as your religion, and you accept Allah Ta'ala as Allah, and you accept Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the Nabi, then your options are closed. That either you follow that, or you don't follow that, or you fall short. If you fall short, ask Allah Ta'ala Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. Tawbah ka darwaza khula hua hai. 100 whole day you make tawbah. And the world where we are living at the moment is full of temptations, full of evils. Our eyes, our hands, our feet, everything, to take care of them. And always ask, you are lucky, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala may give long life. And Sehat Kumaran Yunus Patel sahab, you are lucky. Allah Ta'ala ki ne'mat hai ye, that you have got him here. And so many people are here. You follow him, he will take you there I'm talking about. But you must submit yourself and accept that this is a fault or this is short, this is this. Whatever I have said, I myself deserve the same admonition, same nasihat. And if you have understood, then take practical step and start moving to that direction before the time is up. As you will never know when the time is up. Young, old, child, everybody goes like this. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala keeps me on the right path, keeps you on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana bil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.